What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rooftop Sports Podcast. I am Eddie Zamitis, along with Chris Hand here, and it is Super Bowl week in the NFL.
Super Bowl's here.
Super Bittersweet. Bowl week. Always a fun week. Always a good time with the Super Bowl. But at the same time, it also means football is over. We are stuck inside for the next 2 months up here in upstate New York with nothing to do, no football.
God damn it.
NBA All-Star.
Not even really.
Up, though, I think a couple weeks.
Yeah. Really. And that's usually this kind of change in momentum of the NBA season. But sad time.
Month in between. I started to get geared up for March Madness. But that month in between after football season is always kind of a rough one. I always say February is the shortest, but the longest month of the year because it's so cold up here. And then
it's freezing.
It just feels like it drags on forever because there's not much going on in the sports world. So,
it does.
That's for sure. But, yeah, we got the Super Bowl coming up this week. We're taping this Monday night. I got the Super Bowl opening night stuff going on right now. So, I know they've been doing all sorts of media stuff. It looks like it's media day today.
Oh, Radio Road and
yeah,
whatnot.
Yeah, so all the players are out there doing their little press conferences with the general public or general media, I should say, but
God, that must be horrible.
Yeah. They get some interesting questions. I'm sure. I always look forward to it. Cause my guy Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel, I don't know if you ever watch it.
Hey, yeah, I know. You're saying.
Yeah. Guillermo. That's my guy, man. He'll always do some funny stuff and ask some funny questions. Like he always asks people what Tom Brady smells like and random shit like that. So, fun stuff.
Did you see the kid who did his science experiment? The Patriots are a cheater or something, and like tried the scientific method and the theory and proved out that the Patriots were cheaters based on inflation
I've
of balls.
I've seen like memes of it and pictures of it and headlines, but I never actually clicked on the story to read it, but I did hear about it.
No, I heard about it. Yeah, I didn't read about
so,
it. So all you need to do is read the headline.
Yeah. That's pretty much what I did too. And I heard some people talking about it. So, but one thing we wanted to kind of do is have some fun with this first before we get into diving a little deeper into the NBA. We'll get on for the Anthony Davis news that broke today. Plus, we'll talk about the Super Bowl, obviously. So first thing up, we got the fun props that everybody always talks about. Everybody's got their prop sheet when they go to a Super Bowl party. Well, actually, before we get into props, do you have like a Super Bowl tradition that you normally do? Something that
I really don't have any Super Bowl traditions. I mean, back in college, we always hosted the Super Bowl party, so it was kind of fun having we got stadium seatings and the couch, make a mean queso dip and whatnot. But not any true traditional any Christmas day
traditions.
Yeah, oddly enough.
I don't think I really have any traditions. The only thing is that my family always gets, a country suite. It's a local thing up here. But we always
I just had that on pizza.
What's that?
I just had that on pizza. Country suite.
Really?
Slice.
I didn't know they put it on there.
Yeah. Oh dude, you gotta hit up Joe. Well, fuck it, plug it. Joe's Brooklyn Pizza. Country Sweet Chicken Slice. Oh,
did not know that. I'm going to have to check it out because Country Sweet, it's some good stuff. So, we'll give them a plug for our thousands of listeners. But, all right. So,
all five.
Yes. No, it's much higher than that. Give us some credit.
All right. 15.
Sure. All right. So, the props. First one up, we'll just kind of go in order that they happen. National Anthem is set for Gladys Knight. She is singing it this year. 1 minute and 50 seconds is the over under.
This is my favorite one.
Oh, I love it. It's like it gets me kicked off in the betting spirit of the Super Bowl.
I bet.
And then it just kind of goes like there's so much stuff that I have money on before the game even starts. So, I did a little research on these props. I mean, I come prepared, folks. I want to make sure that I'm giving you guys good information on this. So, just some stuff that I kind of read on was that Let me see here. Among the most popular bets, national anthem. The anthem has been sung in over 1 minute and 45 seconds in each of the last six Super Bowls. And that's where the over-under is marked at. So that's where it started at. It's up to 150 now. You still can get a couple of 1 minute 47 seconds out there. I think a couple places have it, but you got to pay a little bit more for it. So you got to risk a little bit more to win a little bit less. So there's some opportunities out there. I know last year, Pink, she sung the national anthem. The over-under was set at 2 minutes, but she went under by a lot. And
it was set at 2 minutes last year?
But there was a little insider information that broke beforehand. She was battling a little flu bug before the national anthem. So, you know, wise guy money came in on the under there because, you know, she just kind of wanted to get in and get out.
No, so definitely.
Anything you leaning towards with the Gladys Knight National Anthem here? You like over 150, under?
I feel like the safest to go under, but I'm going to go with the over. I'm feeling over. I mean, Gladys Knight, I feel like she's going to bellow it out. Let everyone know.
Exactly. She's one of those soul singers, you know, get a little jazz theme in there.
Atlanta.
You might get a choir back there that like chimes in, starts adding in some lyrics, you know, reset like a couple of, you know, redoing some choruses. I feel like there's going to be a lot of, this is going to be a production, and I think we're going to go well over the 1 minute 50 second mark here.
The only thing that I could say lead a little into caution is you don't want, if you're performing the national anthem and you want to kind of like do it well, but like maybe add a little bit of your own twist on it. You can't pull a Fergie and just completely butcher it and just do whatever. I don't know what she did at the All-Star weekend and for the NBA, but that's what I feel like can hinder someone who's going to sing the national anthem to like, you know what, let's just get in and get out. I don't want to be a meme. I don't want Draymond Green and the whole Golden State Warriors making fun of me. But that had mostly to Josh Duhamel kind of stoking the fire. But I'm going to go with the over.
Yeah, I like the over too. So I think it's a pretty safe bet there that you're going to go with the over in this one here. Now, obviously, we're taping this on Monday. Check back. I might have a little updated issue or a little updated version of this bet when we tape the other podcast later this week, if there's any information that comes along. You know, maybe she gets a case of laryngitis. Who knows what the hell could happen. So might get some info here and there. But right now, I agree with you. I like the over in that one. I think it's going to be a production, a performance. Atlanta, like you mentioned, it's going to be a lot of soul, a lot of – you know, Southern vibes in there that we're gonna get in there. So I like it. Let's roll with the over 150 there. Next one up, we're just kind of going in order. Like I said, coin toss. That's gonna be the next one that we're gonna sweat out.
This is now, a tough one.
You're always, they say, if you take, which I agree with, if you bet this, because obviously you have to lay 110 to win 100 on this bet. It's a 50-50 bet. You're an idiot for betting it. Yes, we all know that. But what the hell? It's the Super Bowl. Have some fun.
It's the fucking Super Bowl.
Have some fun.
Are you kidding me? You always go with heads.
If you did that, you would be, I think you would be up money. Because, you'd be down money. Because it has been tails 27 times, heads 25 times.
No, well, I'm still going heads.
Oh, could you say it's due?
It's due, man. It's always due.
It is literally like betting red and black on the roulette wheel. It's what you're doing here.
It's always due.
So you get one spin. It's a giant spin on the coin toss.
Wait, who's calling it?
The away team is the Patriots this year.
Fucking it.
They always call heads.
I know. But they're going to cheat somehow.
Get that double-sided coin.
Yeah.
So they do call heads. So you could correlate this. If you do like heads, bet New England. They won. I'll just take you back last year. They bet heads. They won the coin toss. It flipped over. It was heads. They bet heads last week, or they took heads. I'm pretty sure they take heads every time. I think that's what it is. Matthew Slater is always the one that calls the coin toss. So, yeah, they took heads in the Super Bowl last year. They won the toss because it flipped heads. So I would not be surprised if you can correlate that as to who's going to win the coin toss and then who is going to what the coin toss is going to be. If it's heads and New England is calling it, take heads in New England because you're going to pay out twice.
Well, I'm going to just take heads, but never go with New England. That's my opinion.
So New England's going to win the coin toss.
But we'll see. Well, I guess, yeah, right? Because if I'm going to call heads, they always call heads.
Yeah. I mean, if you can find a place out there where you can parlay those two, man, you can make some real money on that if it shows up heads. Because then you're basically getting a two-for-one bet. Because you know New England's calling the coin toss, and they're going to call heads. So if it shows up heads, you win twice. But I'll bet heads as well. The coin toss is usually, knock on wood, one of the ones that I do pretty well in. The pre-flop or the pre-game bets, I do well in. I will say my Super Bowl record has not been stellar since I've started betting in here. First Super Bowl I ever bet was the Saints versus the Colts, and that was back when I was just an early beginner bettor. So, of course, my dumbass took the Indianapolis Colts. I won the Packers the following year, and trying to think what other one was that. What was after that one?
After the Packers?
Yeah, it was Giants. Oh, you're Giants. I bet the Patriots that game. Did not win.
Bet
the 49ers the next year. Did not win. I kick myself to this day for betting the Broncos against the Seahawks because the whole two weeks, all my friends, it was just like this. It was just like this Super Bowl where everybody was talking about Denver, 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 Denver. And I was like, nope, it's going to be Seattle. Nope, it's going to be Seattle. What did I do day of? I bet the Broncos.
Stick to your guns, man. Got to stick to them.
Then it
guns.
Was Seattle. Seattle and New England.
Patriots.
I took Seattle.
Yep.
But then I started to turn around, took the Broncos to beat the Panthers. So I worked with that one. Patriots. Oh, I had the Falcons in that game. +3. Thanks, Atlanta. But I did win with Philly last year. So hopefully starting to do a little bit better now. And I feel pretty comfortable about this year's game. So I like who I'm going to pick, which I'll reveal later in this episode.
That's what we call a tease.
So, got to stay tuned. All right, so we both like heads. We'll roll with heads there. Now, this one we did a lot of research on. So, Maroon 5, their first song that they're going to play at the halftime show. So, Chris, I'm going to let you go first with this one, with what you were going to pick.
I mean,
and I'll give you the odds on it, too. I'm
just pulling up Maroon's 5 greatest hits. So, Maroon 5 has been dropping hit after hit after hit, what seems for like the past 10 years now. But I think a nice song to get everyone up and going for the Super Bowl, for the halftime, is Animal. Or Animals.
Animals. Okay. You're getting pretty good odds there. You're getting 7-1 odds. So that means you bet $1, you win 7. $10 win 70. So you're getting some pretty good odds there. That's the fourth most popular one on the board. I'm not a big Maroon 5 guy, so I don't know too many of their songs. What made you pick Animals? Is it just kind of an up vibe or?
So it's a very up vibe song. It's off of their Animal. Well, it's not the, one of their newest, like most recent hits, but it's probably it's kind of deep in debt. Like I would say maybe 5 years, within 5 years, and which makes me think that they're not gonna start. You, when you go to a concert, they don't usually lead off with their most popular song or whatever's on tour or whatever they're going on. Like Maps or Sugar, like those are more, have been way more recent. But so I could see them ending on that. Although I bet those two, Maps and Sugars, are probably also in the top five in odds. Okay.
Yeah, looks like, but Maps is actually, wow, that's a long shot for Maps. So you're saying there's some value on, really? Maps, possibly?
There might. You're getting 22 there might.
To 1 there, if you do. $10 really? Would win you 220.
That's odd.
Yeah, so, wow. I'll just give you the top five right now. Makes Me Wonder is even money, so $10 wins $10. One more Night is the second highest at 5.5 to 1. Then it looks like Moves Like Jagger is plus six.
Yeah, that's six what to I one. Was going to say.
I just don't feel like Moves Like Jagger is a popular enough song for them to start out with. Mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be that one. I think you can skip over that one. Animals and Sugar are the next two at 7 to 1 and 9 to 1 respectively. Those are the two that you mentioned, so you could possibly go with those two. I think you got some value there. I mean, even if you take those three that you just mentioned,
yeah,
you're going to make money. You're going to make a good chunk of money, actually, if you just throw 10, 20 and, bucks on each of those.
No, I think, to be honest, well, I'm also thinking if it was me, if I was going to lead off, fucking go with Animals. That's, you know, it seems like it's the Super Bowl. It's upbeat. Gets you going. I mean, he does also, Maroon 5 does do a collab with Kendrick and Cardi B. Girls Like You might be in another one, but they might close with that or have that be in the middle. Do we also know who else is performing?
There's a lot of rumors going around. I haven't really checked too much into it or done a lot of research on it, but I will say this, and I got to give credit to my guy Gil Alexander, because he always has these very interesting halftime props that he does a lot of research on, and he always gives me some winners. So I'm going to kind of piggyback off of some stuff he did. The famous one that I always like when I started piggybacking off of him was when Katy Perry did the halftime show. he said on his podcast that, when you think of Katy Perry, she's not like, you know, the craziest dancer in the world. Like, performing is not really her thing. So, you know, when she goes out there, it's step 1, 2, 3, 4. Step 1, 2, 3, 4. Repeat. She's just going to be in that same zone. And she always opened up every concert with Roar. So when she did the halftime show,
yeah,
Roar was sitting there at like 9 to 1. It was like in the top five, but it wasn't the number one choice. He's like, watch, it's gonna be Roar. Turned out she opened up with Roar. Another one was Bruno Mars when he was doing the halftime show. I think he was out in Vegas for a little stint, which is where he's at. Bruno Mars had just gotten, like right before the Super Bowl, got a really cool fancy haircut that you know, he had just gotten done like a couple days before the Super Bowl, and there was a prop: would Bruno Mars wear a hat during the Super Bowl performance? got a haircut. He's out there showing it off. He's not trying to cover that up. What happened? No hat. So on this one here, Maroon 5, the research has come in. We have 37 concerts that we looked into for Maroon 5. 37 of the 37 first song is What Lovers Do.
Really?
Right? So here's the dilemma. Now, the crazy thing is that's not listed on any of the lists out there for the first song.
Oh, that's not.
There
even
is a field option, though, which is listed at about almost 3.5, 4 to 1. So you could potentially bet the field if you want to do that. But what lovers do? Do you think that's a good, like, song to open up with for the Super Bowl?
I don't really think so. I'm going to do – hold on. I need to kind of listen to this, and I hope – I'm just going to play it off my iPad really quickly. If I just need to disconnect, I'm also filibustering so I can get the Bluetooth speakers. And...
are you familiar with What Lovers Do?
Yeah. With Oh. You know what? I would have, to be honest, I can see them starting with this. I really can.
Really? That actually, I could see that now too.
I mean, if you can hear this, and I don't know how long I'm allowed to play this for, but don't matter. It's got that slow little build to it.
It does.
Which where I can see that build into that.
And then
hype.
I feel like it's a good transition song too. Where you can like not finish it and just play right into another song.
True. Do you know when I say animals, have you heard of that one?
I mean, I probably had if you played it. Because I didn't know What Lovers Do until you started playing that. I'm like, yeah, I've heard that song before. So
This is Animals.
Okay.
See, it's kind of got a little slow build, too.
I don't know if you open with that one.
But then it hits with that bass. I would actually take the field, maybe, if that's the case. Because What Lovers Do is in the top three right now on Spotify's Maroon's Greatest Hits. So I can see that. And SZA, she's a very – that would be interesting if he brings her on stage. I can't see that. Is Payphone listed?
Payphone is at 18-1. It is down there on the – towards the bottom. I feel like that's a transition song. And I don't even know if if you start out the Super Bowl with that damn song, that's awful. I'm turning it off.
Oh, but moves like Jagger too.
I feel like moves like Jagger is your song that you hit at like the peak, the climax of your performance.
Yeah.
That's because everybody's like into it. They're jamming. That's when you start going crazy with moves like Jagger. All the other songs, I don't know. I can't really think of them, listen to them or play them in my head right now. But now after listening to What Lovers Do, I can see why they open up with that 37 out of 37 times.
Yeah, honestly, I can see it. I really can. Girls Like You.
Oh man, sorry. I'm just Guillermo brought Tom Brady a pillow, and Tom Brady just gave him.
Really?
Oh man, I cannot wait for that.
Soft like 10 ply. Fucking Tom Brady. Fucking hate that guy. Fucking hate that guy. All right, I'm gonna to kind of get on continue this train. We sat on this. I would take the field. Don't want to know or What Lovers Do.
Do you think there's still some value though on those other three that you mentioned?
I'd say Animals is a good one. Maps is a good one. This is Maps. It's kind of got that updated, upbeat kind of feel. It could be a transitional though too. Sugar's a good one too. No, that's another. That might be a peak one. So, it's so weird. Because in performance like these, you don't need to like play song A, then go to song B to song C. You can transition straight into like the middle of the song. At least that's what Coldplay did a couple times. I'm going to take the field. I there is some value in maps and in animals, I would say. But what lovers do, after you told me that information and given that quick little listen, SZA, it's off of a decently recently new album. It's number 3rd on this list. I would have to say, yeah.
So we're going with the field.
Take the field. Yeah.
I like it. I think the field is going to be where our best option is. Yeah, that's crazy, though. 37 out of 37. And now, yeah, now that I hear it, I really think that that could be the one. All right, so let's do it. The All field right. for Maroon 5. And you're going to get a nice payday if you follow us there. So.
No, definitely.
All right, so next, let's move. I think there were some Tony Romo props, so we'll just run through those real quick. I honestly don't have any research or anything I've done on them. How many plays will Tony Romo correctly predict during the game? Over 7.5, under 7.5?
Ooh. Big stage. I think he's going to be a little bit nervous. I'm going to go with 5. He gets
correct. So you like the under? I like the under here. The over is actually favored here. So I'm wondering if they got a little insider info there, but I think in the big stage, like you said, I think they're not going to want to. He's not going to want to show it off too much. I think he's going to want to.
Jim Nance is going to be him.
Yeah,
him, right?
So I think he's going to want to.
Yes,
he like you said, there's going to be a little bit of nerves. First Super Bowl he's ever called, and I think he's going to defer to Jim Nance. I don't think he's going to be as like loud and you know. I think he'll still be energetic, but I don't think he'll be as involved as he normally is. I think he'll defer to Jim Nance, kind of let Jim Nance carry it most of the way, and then he'll chime in when he needs to, almost like a normal.
Definitely.
Normal one. So, yeah, that's really the only Tony Romo one that I saw. Let's see. I wonder if the...
No.
Don't really see. I don't really see any other ones out there for him.
All right, screw Tony Romo.
All right, so let's jump to the Gatorade. So, let me pull up the Gatorade odds. All right, is there anything you're leaning to start with for Gatorade?
I was thinking yellow.
Yellow is usually my go-to. I do like orange sometimes, but I don't think either of these two teams look like orange people. I don't think they're going to want to ruin their coaches' outfits with orange Gatorade.
Are the Patriots white?
Patriots are white. Ooh. So I bet you though Belichick will probably wear something gray or blue. It's normally his go-to. McVay will probably wear something blue.
Blue.
So I think we're going to get one of three here. We're going to get yellow, which is the favorite, along with clear and blue. I think I have a good feeling that it's not going to be clear. I'm going to go with yellow and blue as my two options. If you bet both of those, you're still guaranteed to make money because they're both pretty favored.
I can see blue. Is it ever red?
Red is listed on there at 6-1. So I just don't know if red it would be an option. I feel like they're – I think these players actually start to like look in the Gatorade and be like, you know what? I don't want to stain my coach's shirt too much, so let's not go with red. Let's not go with orange. So.
I can see yellow or blue. To be honest, I would take blue.
Okay.
I don't know. I got a stinky. It's a gut feeling.
All right. I'm going to go with yellow then, just so we can kind of switch it up. And then
I still
recommend everybody, if you are betting them, bet both because you're guaranteed to make money if you still take one of those two. Both of those. So,
oh, yeah.
Take those and run to the bank. And then the last one we'll kind of touch on here with the fun ones. MVP of the Super Bowl. And obviously the quarterbacks are the two favorites in this one. Let me just see here what the odds are. Pull them up. MVP.
Honestly, if it's a Patriot, if the Patriots wind up winning, I can see Sony Michel winning MVP.
I like it. So here's what I like. I know there's two. If the Patriots win, I would not be surprised, like you said, Sony Michel. If the Rams win, I like Aaron Donald. If you can get him at 25-1 out some places, I think most places have it at 20-1 right now. But Aaron Donald, man, I could easily see him just wreaking havoc in the backfield, making plays, almost like a Von Miller type Super Bowl a couple of years ago, where he could easily win MVP if that guy just goes out there and balls
out. Did Von Miller win
the MVP? He did. Super Bowl 50.
Okay, because I was going to say, how often do defensive, like the Heisman Trophy, how often do defensive players win the MVP?
I don't think it's ever won the Heisman. Or Charles Woodson did once. He's like the only defensive player ever. And then I think Michael, the dude won the Seahawks, won the Super Bowl. Michael Smith, I think, is his name. He's just like some random backup linebacker that returned for a touchdown against the Broncos a couple years ago. That guy won it. And then Von Miller. Those are the only two I can think of off the top of my head. I think it's happened a couple other times, but those are the most recent ones, is those two.
All right. I'm just saying, it's hard to see.
Obviously, Nick Foles won it last year. Tom Brady won it the year before, probably, I'm guessing. Don't know for sure, but
yeah,
your quarterbacks are the safest bets to go, but if you're looking for some value and some fun in there, I would recommend Aaron Donald and Sony Michel. So you like Sony Michel as well?
Yeah, just how he's been playing this offseason.
And how much they give him the ball. You could easily see him just, you know, carrying it 25 times for 120 yards, and then they just happen to be down at the goal line, 1 yard line, three times, and just turn around and hand it off to him. And he's got 2-3 touchdowns real quick.
I can also see CJ Anderson also winning it for.
Yeah, the Rams. I mean, if you're a firm believer that the Todd Gurley injury is all out there and is causing a lot of issues, then yeah, man, I think CJ Anderson's got some value there.
Wild take, yeah. CJ Anderson, MVP. You heard it here.
Okay. So you like the two running backs.
I'll plant my flag
CJ Anderson.
I like the two running backs. Yeah. I'll go running backs.
Okay. I'm going to go with Sony Michel and Aaron Donald as my two.
Nice.
So. All right. So those are all the props that were out there that we kind of wanted to go over. Before we get back into the Super Bowl, let's jump into some NBA stuff real quick. And your Knicks are in the conversation here with the big news that came out today in the NBA. A Woj bomb was dropped with Anthony Davis.
Freaking Woj.
Looking to be traded from the New Orleans Pelicans.
What a surprise there.
So, a first question to you, Chris. When do you think this is going to happen? Do you think it'll happen before the trade deadline, or do you think it'll happen, first of all, before the All-Star break, second of all, before the trade deadline?
It's going to be before the trade deadline, after the All-Star
break. Okay, so you think you still got a couple of weeks till we
I still think you got a couple trade. Weeks.
Okay.
I know the front office for New Orleans said, we're not trading him. We're not trading him before the All-Star break or before the trade deadline. But you got to get money's worth. He's not signing. He's not signing back up there. It's ridiculous if you don't. I don't know. It's just It's about time. That's all I have to say for Anthony Davis to get out of there.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's been there way too long. He's only 25. He's got to be in his prime here. So make sure that he can secure his legacy, go somewhere he wants. Now, next question is, where do you think he goes? I know you're hoping for the Knicks.
No, well, not quite. I mean,
you don't want him?
So this is what the thing is. The Knicks have stocked up all the assets, and they are young, and they can't. The whole Carmelo thing fucking hurts me, because we did that with Carmelo, and if it's not a long term deal to have Anthony Davis, I don't want to trade any asset away just to get Anthony Davis for 2 years or a year or a year and a half, whatever, how long his contract is. I know the Knicks are looking to make an offer, because that would be we have a chance to get the first pick in the lottery, and we have a lot of cap space, and there's rumors of Kevin Durant, and if we can get Anthony Davis, that entitles Kevin Durant to come over, but we're going to have to give up like a Porzingis or Canucks or that draft pick, and it's just the money's not there. You have to move Cantor first and Hardaway and Courtney Lee. So I don't see it fully there yet. If the Knicks were in a more shittier situation, maybe closer to like Phoenix with cap space and whatnot, even though they gave Trevor Ariza that contract, I don't want to see it. Get develop your young talent, develop your players, and hopefully you can. It's New York. It's the Mecca. You should be able to sign a top tier free agent. So that is where I stand on the Knicks. So I think he's going to LA. Yeah. The fact that his agent is best, like LeBron's buddy. I mean, it just smells
absolutely. Like it. Yeah, I think you made a good point where the Rich Paul thing. And how Anthony Davis, it's just kind of all lining up that way, because Anthony Davis gets a new agent back in September, turns out to be the same agent as LeBron. LeBron also owns part of that agency, Clutch Sports, all that stuff. Then all of a sudden, the rumors come out Anthony Davis wants to, you know, cares more about legacy than he does money.
Yeah, you're not going to get that in New York. You're going to get that in fucking LA with LeBron.
So, I mean, as long as LeBron's healthy, yeah. But I think it's just starting to add up where he's going to end up in LA. And he's kind of said, you know, he hasn't really come out and said he doesn't want to play with LeBron, anything like that. I think Boston is going to make some moves, or they're going to make an attempt, but they can't at the same time.
They can't with the money.
No, there's a rule. Did you hear about this? The Derrick Rose rule?
I read up on a little bit. Can you clarify?
Yes.
It has something to do with the sign.
Yeah, so actually, my fellow Syndicates co-host, Vic, he writes for thebigleague.com. You can go check out his article here. And he actually did an article on this earlier today about why the Celtics cannot trade for Anthony Davis until the offseason. So I'm going to bring it up here so I can kind of read what it says here. The Rose Rule. All right. A lot of ads popping up here. Too much porn.
Can't pull it.
Seriously. All right. So he says because both so why can't the Celtics put together a package as competitive as the Lakers right now? Because both Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving signed their contract extensions under the Rose Rule, which is named after Derrick Rose, since he was the first player to sign such an extension. The Rose Rule allows certain players coming off their rookie scale to earn their contracts to earn 30% of the salary cap as opposed to 25%. To be eligible, a player must have achieved one of three accolades during the first four seasons of his career. MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, okay, or two All-NBA selections. For the sake of competitive balance, NBA teams cannot trade for more than one player who has signed an extension under the Rose Rule. If you remember, Boston traded for Irving, who is currently on a Rose Rule extension, which basically means the Celtics have to either trade Irving or wait until July 1st to make a move for Anthony Davis.
Wow.
So the Lakers do have an opportunity to get him before the Celtics do, and they don't have to compete with the Celtics.
Yeah. The only team they have to compete with is the Knicks, right, which I hope not.
But if you're the Pelicans, do you kind of move on Anthony Davis at the end of the year and then trade him? Or, I mean, actually, he's a free agent at the end of this year, right?
I think he has one more year left.
So then it could wait till the offseason and trade him. Okay.
Yes.
So what do you do if you're the Pelicans? Do you just kind of bite the bullet and take the Lakers deal? Or do you wait and then hopefully get a better deal with the Celtics because they have more assets available in the offseason?
I mean, it's difficult to say because there's no guarantee Kyrie Irving's coming back.
Right.
He said that he wants to stay, and maybe that would be an interesting play to keep Kyrie is to get Anthony, but Anthony Davis, and look who you got. But I feel like with the Pelican, but Kyrie's got that like kind of like Kobe Mamba mentality, even though he has been, you know, saying to LeBron via Twitter and whatnot, Instagram, like, I'm sorry, I didn't know, blah, blah, blah. And he's getting fed up with some of the young guys on his team. So I think if you're the Pelicans, you honestly got to take the best offer that's on the table.
But is that best offer going to come in the offseason with the Celtics, or is it going to come from the Lakers right now?
At the trade day. I think it comes from the Lakers.
Okay. Even though the Lakers Celtics have more assets, though.
They do have more assets, but who would you give up? I mean,
you could give up Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown.
Marcus Smart.
Gordon Hayward. Picks. Marcus Smart. Terry Rozier and a pick. I mean, the Lakers can give up, you know, Lonzo Ball, Kuzma, Ingram. You know, they got some assets too.
Yeah.
And some picks. But I don't know. I can speak from the Knicks perspective. I think you get the best value, probably Porzingis or that number one draft pick. That potential unprotected. Right. But I really don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see him go to LA. I think that'd be the best in terms of storylines, having him go there, but.
Oh yeah.
Imagine. Go ahead.
I was going to say, imagine him. So Anthony Davis, LeBron James. And then when Klay Thompson, because Klay Thompson, it was talks of going to LA. Go there. Imagine that super three.
See, I'm not a big believer in Klay Thompson as much. I think he's just in the perfect system for him right now.
I can see that too. But I think Klay's a very good 3-and-D kind of player.
He is. I mean, look how many times where he scores 70 points, but it's only off of a couple dribbles. So he just happens to be right place, right time. Right players getting the ball where he needs to, when he needs to. So,
yeah, but that right player could be LeBron
for sure. But
who can just put it wherever?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm just thinking.
Exactly. So it could be the right place, but I mean, if you're going to send Klay off to Memphis and he's going to be the sole star, I don't think you're going to be having that.
No, God. Oh no. No, I don't think he can be. The Giannis of the Bucks. right now. What do you think the underdog for the Anthony Davis is? Toronto.
Wow, I've honestly not thought about that.
Because Toronto's got assets too. They got a lot of assets, and they got depth.
That I have not thought of, and they are getting super aggressive. Oh man, I don't know. I have not really thought of that.
Because imagine Kawhi, Kyle Lowry.
Kawhi I don't know. Bennett,
Anthony I'm Davis. Gonna
have to let, it would be. I'm gonna have to let that one marinate, though.
Yeah. So.
All right, let's jump into the Super Bowl now.
All right.
We have, looks like 2.5 points is the consensus for the spread. Over under is 56.5. Patriots are favored in this game. Who are you taking for your Super Bowl pick and why? I'll let you kick it off.
I am still the firm believer of defense in a running game wins championships. I believe the Rams have a better defense and a potential better running game than the New England Patriots. New England, I feel, has better skill positions and the better quarterback, obviously. But I kind of want to say this is the point where we see Sean McVay becomes the heir apparent of Bill Belichick as the super god kind of coach. I think the Patriots haven't been good at all. Has not been good this season. We can all say mm-hmm. that. And they had an easier road to the Super Bowl than the Rams did. I just think the Rams are overall the better team. And that if Aaron Darnold, if the Rams front four or three, I don't know what kind of defense they run, can pressure Tom Brady like the Eagles did last year, they win it. That's my firm
completely.
Belief. It's a defense.
Go ahead, finish up.
No, defense.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
No, that's fine.
I completely agree with everything you just said, though. Like, this is – in terms of, like, advanced analytics, I read earlier today, this is the worst Patriots team since 2005 in terms of how bad they played all season. And just look at last week, they gave up 31 points in the second half to the Chiefs. So they're still showing some cracks here and there in that team where I just don't think they're – the Patriots of normal that we're used to seeing. Tom Brady, I mean, he threw two interceptions in that game. His numbers were okay, 30 of 46, 348 yards, good. One touchdown, two interceptions, bad. Could be a third interception if you really count that pass that went over Gronk's head and was intercepted, but because D Ford lined off, you know, offside by six offside. Inches, that's why we have another team in the Super Bowl. So, everyone's talking about how the Rams shouldn't be there, but you could make the same argument for the Patriots. Because if the Chiefs, that play that we just mentioned, if that stays, then hey, we could easily be talking about the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Let's say the coin toss lands tails, could easily be seeing the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
What if you put the Patriots in the NFC?
Yeah.
You know, they might not make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so I think what you said is very correct about the defensive line and the running game. So I think we're going to get the Rams dominating the line of scrimmage on defense. I think these guys all came together this year to win Super Bowl. They've been clicking at the right time, kind of like your Giants did those years where they caught fire, won the Super Bowl. The one thing I don't like is this kind of the little things that the Rams have been saying here and there about, oh, Tom Brady's old, this and that. I just like, don't give any fuel to the fire.
Yeah. There's no reason why. it's kind of like the whole, I hate to say it, the whole boat incident with the Giants, the boat trip when they went to Miami. And it's just like, you guys barely made it.
Right.
Don't give the universe any reason to make you look even worse.
Yes. And so don't add any fuel to the fire and piss off the Patriots, because they're already trying to use all this stuff for motivation. But I think they're going to come back down to earth here. Ultimately, I think the Rams should be favored in this game. So I like the Rams to win this game here. And I think they're gonna pull it off. As much as I still hate both of these teams right now, because I'm a little salty about the Saints. And just as a Bills fan, I hate the Patriots. So
is Gabby sitting right next to you or something?
Okay.
I'm
still waiting to hear the legal arguments were being made today, so I don't know how that turned out.
That is true.
I think the Rams are going to win this game as well. So, and that's not my bias talking, because, like I said, I hate both of these teams right now. If anything, I hate the Rams a little bit more right now, which is saying something because of how much I hate the Patriots. But
Patriots, yeah. Damn.
So I'm still going to go with the Rams. I would have taken them. Or the Saints in this spot. So I think both of them are the better team, and that's what I'm going to roll with. So both of us are on the Rams for the Super Bowl.
I'm excited. Can't wait to see how we do with the bets and everything. And hopefully all you can ask for is a good game.
Yeah, absolutely. With nothing like the Seahawks-Broncos game from a couple years ago. That sucked. Because I remember that was the one time where I rarely do Super Bowl parties, but here and there I do. And that was one time I had a lot of people that got together. We got a huge projector screen, watched the Super Bowl, got all sorts of crazy food and stuff. And the shit was over as soon as the ball snapped over Peyton's head in the second play of the game. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Let's hope
we don't get another stinker like that one, get a good one. So,
nah, I think we should get a good one this week.
Cool. But yeah. We will be back next week. We'll kind of recap the Super Bowl after it's over. We'll start switching gear into March Madness and a lot of basketball.
Talk. That's when
you get into your thing. So,
I'm super excited.
We'll get into all that next week. But everybody's been a fun football season so far. A good first season. We'll keep this thing going since feedback has been good. The viewers keep going up. We'll keep riding with it. So thanks again for everybody listening. Download, rate, subscribe, iTunes, all that stuff. So till next week.
All right.
See you.
See you.